not ashamed of the gospel. Gospel means good news. And what is that good news? That God is reconciling fallen human beings to himself, redeeming us, taking us from the dominion of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom is light and more light than we can possibly imagine. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that's how you know that you've tuned in to Jesus Made Me Kosher. We come to you every weekday at the same time. We're coming to you live today from the spacious and congenial studios of Faith Talk 1500. Rabbi Glenn in with you today. And, you know, today, actually, this evening, we'll begin what's called Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. And the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av is associated with tragic circumstances in Israel's history. It's almost become something like a Friday the 13th kind of mindset among many Jewish people who look at it in somewhat superstitious fashion and say, well, I better not try to do anything on Tisha B'Av because who knows what'll happen. But sundown this evening begins Tisha B'Av. Both temples were destroyed, the one in 587 B.C. and the one in 70 A.D., both destroyed on the same day, the 9th of Av. And apparently Jewish people have experienced great disasters on the 9th of Av. I believe the Jewish people were expelled from England on the 9th of Av, and again later at a different time from Spain on the 9th of Av. It just apparently this day is associated with a lot of bad things. But not so we here at Jesus Made Me Kosher. We're not superstitious, and though we certainly identify with our people and want to remember, you know, with a certain amount of sadness that, yes, the temple was destroyed, we have a greater temple in the person of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And so just wanted to share that with you for our listeners who may not have known that it was the 9th of Av this evening. Well, let me talk to you a little bit before I introduce our guest. Let me talk to you a little bit about the Shema. Of course, most people are aware that in the synagogue, the central declaration of Jewish people is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." But, you know, the commandment is what follows it, "V'ahavta," and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. That's the commandment. The first one is a propositional truth. The second one is the mandate for us. But then it goes on, Ve'ela devarim, and these words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and we're to teach them diligently to our children and convey that faith. And I say that because you probably will have not heard the Shema in quite this way.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind. These words I am commanding you today shall be on your heart to stay. Teach them to your children every day. You shall talk of them when you walk by the way. You shall talk of them when you walk by the way. Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohim.
The mellifluous sounds of my dear friend Jeff Cook. And Jeff, we want to welcome you to Jesus Made Me Kosher. How are you, my brother?
Good. Thanks again for having me, Rabbi Glenn. Great to be here.
Oh, it's a delight to have you. Always enjoy your music. Maybe it's because I like folk and I like the blues and I love the Lord. I don't know. Something, maybe it's all of those three things, but I just really enjoy really enjoy your music. Jeff is a Jewish believer in Jesus, like me, and God has endowed him with musical abilities and a love for his word, and that's a really great combination of things. Jeff and his wife Cheryl have, is it six or now seven children?
Seven.
Seven children. And of course, that being the number of completion, is that factoring in there? Or we're going to go to
we'll
eight
see.
New things.
We will see.
And we really appreciate Jeff. Jeff has ministered in music at a number of the Jews for Jesus events that I've been to, and he travels with a really wonderful group of people, some great musicians who also love the Lord. And, Jeff, talk to us about it. You know, these words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart, but it goes beyond that. The Lord tells us that we're to teach these things to our children. That implies that that we're each needing to have our own relationship with the Lord.
Exactly. I find it amazing that the Shema and the Vehafta, this central portion of Scripture that is, as you said, has been brought into the synagogues as a fundamental declaration, that it's so filled with the aspect of relationship. So we think of it as, you know, surmising or summarizing the commands of God, and that right embedded in there is this call to relationship with. So that's all the context of the call to follow his words and to follow his commands, his relationship with him, first of all, and then also to pass that relationship on as best we can to the children as well, and to immerse both ourselves and them in his commands so that there can be that satisfaction, he says, that it may go well with you. So his concern to send out this fundamental call of relationship is not about the commands themselves. It's about us and what's going to be helpful to us and honoring and glorifying to him. So I love that because it brings it right back to that heart relationship, our love for him from the heart, and then teaching those commands to be on our hearts so that we can then pass them on as a salve and as a balm to the world around us, and of course, first and foremost, to the children around us.
Yeah, and you know, we can't give them what we ourselves don't possess. So it really is incumbent upon each one of us to cultivate that relationship, that walk, halacha, that walk with the Lord. Because
exactly.
I can't give my kids what I don't have, and I can't give them more than what I have. So we parents, parenting is not for the faint of heart. But
so true.
But you know,
and you know, that's interesting because embedded in this section of Scripture is the knowledge of the future. Because we can see it backwards, is how the failure, you know, it's this incredible Scripture that has big promises, and then we also can see how both we and, you know, and our people Israel, you know, have failed, abidingly failed, to love him with all of our heart and to pass these things on and, you know, to our children. And not only so we've lost the big picture of relationship, we failed in that, and then we've all, of course, because of that, we failed in keeping his words and keeping his commands. But then also embedded in there, in the failure itself, is still the promise how we will love the Lord your God when he changes us. He makes provision for our failure, and he brings us to that place where our sin is covered. First through the sacrificial system, but then ultimately in Messiah Yeshua. And so then we can kind of come full circle as, you know, for all of our failures. And then he gives us that new heart that he promises in Ezekiel and a new covenant that he promises in Jeremiah so that we're restored to that heart connect to him, which we still are not, we're very far from perfect, but we can, it's great because we can look back on that and see the promise and the fulfillment as well as the failures all embedded in there.
And it's, you know, it should be go without saying, but we'll say it anyway, that God is in need of nothing. He did not need us. He was not lacking for love. He was not lacking for relationship. He was not there in eternity going, you know, I'm really lonely. I, you know, I need to create these beings so I'll have somebody to fellowship with. He and the Son and the Spirit were in perfect union, in perfect love, in perfect relationship from all eternity. He didn't need us. He doesn't need us today. And yet he deigns to call us into relationship with himself, we who are so prone to wander astray. And so I really appreciate the fact that, you know, he wants a relationship with us. He summons us to that relationship. In a sense, the ball really is in our court, because it's not as though he's, you know, slamming the door on people and saying, I want nothing to do with you. More often than not, we're the ones who have cold or hardened hearts. But let me read this, and then I'd like our Jesus Made Me Kosher audience to hear another of your songs. And by the way, if you just tuned in to Jesus Made Me Kosher, Rabbi Glenn here, and we're talking to my dear friend Jeff Cook, music meister extraordinaire, and just your brother in the Lord is probably how he would want you to think of him, and just talking about the Word of God and when it's put to music. And this next song, entitled One Generation, comes from Psalm 145. Let me read for our audience a few verses here. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works. I will meditate. That should be the prayer of all of our hearts, that we might be those who draw near to him and then declare to this next generation the great things God has done. So enjoy the sounds of Jeff Cook, this song, One Generation.
One generation shall praise your work to another, sing with thanksgiving, praise it into their lives. One generation shall praise your work to another, sing with thanksgiving, praise it into their lives.
I will extol thee, O God, my King, and forever bless your name.
Bless your name.
Every day and every night I'll say, great is the Lord, then praise to him I'll bring.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, bless his name forevermore. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his name forevermore.
And on the splendor of your majesty and your wonder, now we'll meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome deeds, and with their lips they will sing about your grace.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, bless his name forevermore.
And merciful, slow to anger,
abounding in steadfast love.
He is good to us all, and his mercy will fall like rain upon the earth. And all your works shall give thanks to you, and all the saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom. They shall
tell of your power to the children.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom. They shall tell of your power to the children. One generation shall praise your work to another. Sing with thanksgiving, praise it into their lives. One generation shall praise your work to another. Sing with thanksgiving, praise it into their lives.
One generation by our dear brother and friend Jeff Cook. And by the way, Jeff, and folks, that's spelled K-O-C-H, Jeff, and then K-O-C-H Cook. Where can people go to get your music?
So they can go a couple of places. My website has it available at the physical copies at rhythmpilgrim.com. And they can also go to iTunes, search under the album name David Stone, or my name Jeff Cook, K-O-C-H.
Very nice. And, you know, you can do that. Or if you need a mortgage, you can call Jeff as well.
That's right.
When he's not a songster for the Lord, he works at a mortgage company. And you guys still living in the Chicagoland, greater Chicago?
That's right. We all live there and like to play in different places regionally. And we're going to have an opportunity to play in North Carolina in just a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we're definitely centered in Chicago.
The Messianic Music Festival is going on there in Asheville, right? The Asheville Music Festival.
Exactly. So we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. Well, now let's talk about this a little bit. The continuity of the faith and transmitting that faith to the next generation, declaring his mighty deeds. How do you assess things as you look at this generation of young folks?
Well, I think that the times are always filled with hope and challenges because by default, I think people either like to think of their religious or spiritual purposes and plans kind of as they're tempting to think of things as a list of do's and don'ts. And I think that's always a bit of a disaster. And it's always important to remember that it's not that at all. It's about that relationship that we were talking about with regards to the Shema and the V'ahavta. And so if we get that right and we are refocused on the relationship, that's what following Messiah is all about, is to have that relationship with him and with the Father. And out of that comes that understanding of that he's the creator of all things and the restorer of all things and the redeemer for us. And out of that comes that heart flow of praise. And so if that's what we can bring to the next generation, that's going to be infectious. That's going to be what is inspiring instead of a list of do's and don'ts. And, of course, that's not what, you know, the context for, you know, God's words have a variety of those, but the context is always firmly in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And so if we get that right, I think that we have a lot of hope because people are looking for something today, are looking for something authentic. That's exactly what they want, is a relationship, a connection to one another and between themselves and what's beyond themselves. And so I think it's really exciting because we have that wonderful thing to offer, which is what everybody wants.
Right. And I take a certain amount of hope in that this younger generation, they are, as you say, far more relationally minded than, per se, propositionally minded. My generation, we like the idea of propositional truth. And the younger folks, they really want to relate to each other. They value the idea of communicating with each other. And you know, I take a certain amount of hope, Jeff, that as we've hopefully been faithful to communicate the great and mighty acts of God to the next generation, that they in turn will come back and share it right with us. Because as you said, the idea of the restoration of that relationship, because isn't it just so like us to fall into becoming religious? Isn't it like
exactly.
us? We need a kickstart from time to time.
Exactly. And that whole idea of praising it into their lives, praising the hope, praising the relationship, you know, as we ourselves continue to recalibrate and refocus on that most important issue, which is the cornerstone of everything else, which is the relationship, that's we're going to then be able to, out of that's going to come that praise, and then that praise is going to be the most important thing that's going to help them to bring that into their lives as well.
Well, Jeff, do this if you wouldn't mind. We've got a clip from another of your songs, this track entitled Shoes of a Fisherman. But talk to us, give us a little brief intro on what went into that and what the theme there is.
Yes, thank you. It's a story about John the fisherman who turned follower of Yeshua, and this was, the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, and this was somebody who was a friend of mine in college, and we were kind of like co-laborers in hedonism, and we, you know, were exploring and indulging, you know, whatever that we could, and then in a very short time thereafter, the next thing my friend knew, relatively speaking, was that he was in Tijuana ministering to the poor, and it was because he had met Yeshua, and then not too late thereafter, the same thing happened to me, and so it was that experience of how completely things can change after you meet him, and so, you know, now the both of us, like John, the fisherman, now the both of us wear the shoes of a fisherman.
Very cool. God really has a way of moving us from the familiar into the unfamiliar and taking us from one vocation and moving us to an entirely other vocation. And of course, if your experience has been like mine, Jeff, he empowers us and equips us to fulfill those new roles. He doesn't just throw us out there, here, try this on for size. But he is a God who changes our vocation, doesn't he?
He does indeed, and, you know, like Moses was out there planning on being a shepherd, and then he got changed, and that happens to all of us. It's good to shake things up a lot for us, and like you said, even though at the time that big change, it just ushers in an onslaught of questions and insecurities, and then you see, of course, that's kind of the whole point, is then we can see him provide, and there's that training and understanding of who he is all over again.
We need to learn to become dependent on him for more. Well, I really appreciated, Jeff, the time that you took with us today. And folks, again, our listeners to Jesus Made Me Kosher, I really want to recommend Jeff's music to you. Jeff Cook, last name is spelled K-O-C-H, and you can find his music in a couple of different places. You can go to Rhythm Pilgrim, all like one long word, R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Mm-hmm.
RhythmPilgrim.com, or you can go to iTunes and type in David's Stone, which is the title of a CD, or just Jeff Cook, K-O-C-H, and you can find his music, and you'll enjoy it immensely. We only have just a few seconds, but any new projects in the oven happening?
Well, we have a lot of new places that we're getting some opportunities to play, so we're really excited about that. And then there's the desire to go back and do a bunch more recording when those opportunities are made available. So we're really looking forward to all those things.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Jeff, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you giving us more of your time, and our love to you and to Cheryl and the kids. And again, folks, rhythmpilgrim.com or iTunes and type in David Stone, our guest, Jeff Cook. Thanks so much again, Jeff.
Thanks, Rabbi Glenn. Shabbat shalom.
Come sit down, take a breath, lay aside business, for the healing of the Sabbath has begun.
Have a great weekend. Shabbat shalom from all of us at Congregation Shema Yisrael.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.